Ape Pen Publishing continues to sponsor the Above the Firehouse podcast. For classic Disney photography, artwork, and artists, go to www.apepenpublishing.com.
Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the Backwoods Country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I'll be your host. This podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I do provide you with a video cast. Well, everybody, I'm back once again from another long delay, taking care of business as I have talked about on previous podcasts. But I have decided to bring you some of the audio from my West Fest gatherings. I thought there'd be a little bit more of it out there, but apparently not everyone was expecting, I guess, other people to record it for them or just for their podcasts and whatnot. And let me tell you, man, it was great. I got to stay at the Desert Inn, which is on Harbor Boulevard, which is just directly across Disneyland. It was like maybe about a five minute tops walk from my room into the gates. It was a great 2 days, but I was there a day early, so I did not go to all of the events, because of course when I had to, you know, check out of my room, I missed the Pirate of the Caribbean ride. Let's see what's going on since last time I've talked to you guys. Oh yes, lots going on. We have a train event coming up on June 2nd. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Let's see. Carly and I are doing some things together. We're going to be there at the NFFC there in July. We're going to have a booth together, so look for us. We're going to have some of Betty Taylor's pictures and her gowns and all some real cool stuff. We're going to have some of my DVDs to sell. Have some new ones out there, which I'll talk about at some later podcasts. But I just want you guys to know I'm still doing okay. I've lost a lot of weight. So if you guys have seen me recently, you've noticed that. Well, that's the reason why, because I've been trying to take care of myself and eat better. After West Fest, I also got to go back and hook up. And then we hung out with Paul Berry and Terry Calvin and a bunch of other people. Great time, great people. Don't forget to go check them out, windowtothemagic.com podcast. So much to do. I got to play you some audio, special West Fest audio, two of them actually, and one of them actually from the monorail. The monorail is back in swing of things. It's back in normal. So I got a little bit of that audio for you as well. So without further ado, let's get on it like Blue Bonnet. I know you guys know that we're going to do right here and right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, where we look into the things that happened this week in Disney history. May 27th, 1977, Disneyland holds a grand opening ceremony for its newest attraction, Space Mountain, which is actually just in time for the Memorial Day weekend of crowds. Now, attending this debut are six surviving astronauts from the original Seven Project Mercury Space Travelers and the Widow of the Seventh. And it's also the second Space Mountain in the world. Now, the first one opened up in Florida in 1975. On that day in 1998, animator, Imagineer, and Disney legend Ken O'Connor unfortunately passes away in Burbank, California. Now, he was basically a Disney layout artist and director, and he actually worked on classics as Cinderella, Fantasia, and Dumbo. And also as Imagineer, he also, he worked on some such projects as the Universe of Energy, which is over at Epcot Center, or I don't know if it still is or not, but... And the Back to Neverland introduction to the animation film featured in the animation building over at the Disney MGM Studios over in Florida. Mm-hmm. On May 28th, 1960, Disneyland Mine Train through Nature's Wonderland and Art of Animation both open. On that day in the year 1966, it's a Small World attraction, which is actually was direct for the World's Fair, opens in Fantasyland at Disneyland. Now, the ride was at the time sponsored by Bank of America as well. It also featured around 297 animated children, 256 toys, and a canal filled with 233,000 gallons of water. And it's the park's first continually loading high-capacity ride. And actually, this day is marked as a special ceremony attended by Walt Disney. On that day in the year 1993, groundbreaking begins over the Tower of Terror attraction at the Disney MGM Studios theme park in Florida. On that day in the year 1999, a new Main Street Electrical Parade makes its debut at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Now, this parade was first brought to life at Disneyland in Anaheim from 72 until 1996, and the preview party is attended by 5,000 Floridians and celebrity guests like LeVar Burton, Lacey Chabert, Carrie Fisher, and other people like that. On May 30th, 1967, site preparation begins in Florida on Walt Disney World's project requiring swamp drainage, clearing of the land, and removal of trees. On May 31st, 1967, Buddy Baker and 45 musicians recorded some 47 different pieces of music that Baker had scored for Disneyland's Adventure Through Inner Space attraction, Magnification. On that day in 1993, senior executive and Disneyland Don Tatum passes away, unfortunately, in Los Angeles, California. Now, he was the first president of Walt Disney World Corporation, and he helped build Walt Disney World and developed Epcot Center. June 1st, 1982, Disney's World Monorail line is extended from Ticket and Transportation Center to the yet-to-be-open Epcot Center. On that day in 1987, Disney World's If You Had Wings and Tomorrowland's attraction, sponsored by Eastern Airlines, closes forever with Eastern Airlines under a new CEO, Frank Lorenzo, in dire financial straits and opts to not extend its 15-year sponsorship of the attraction. And then 5 days later, the attraction will reopen as if you could fly. Very odd. And guess what? That's this week in Disney history.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the files, some Disney fun facts for you.
Disneyland legend Tutti Camerata was an amazing innovator. He invented the idea of the isolation booths for recording studios, and that's this week's Disney fun fact. Well, anyway, as I was saying before, that the monorail is back open again now that they have the subs commissioned, and Nemo will be opening in within weeks. So, 2 weeks after Westfest, I caught up with Paul Berry and them and got a chance to get on the monorail. since the monorail is back in the swing of things and going back into its normal pattern. And since it's not in shuttle mode anymore, I actually got a chance to get a hold of the audio. So I sat my butt on inside, relaxed, did a little round trip around the Magic Kingdom, recorded a little something-something for you. And, well, this is for you.
Disneyland monorail. We are now beginning a 2.5 mile journey to downtown Disney Station and back. For a safe trip, remain seated, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the cabin. Be sure to watch your children, and no smoking, please.
Bienvenidos. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren, y cuide a los niños. Por favor, se rueda no fumar.
You're riding aboard a Mark V monorail, the latest generation of Disneyland monorails. When Walt Disney introduced this attraction in 1959, it was the first daily operating monorail system in the Western Hemisphere. Just ahead is Disney's California Adventure, a 55-acre theme park where you can experience the fun, the magic, and natural wonders of the ultimate California experience. Across the way is the thrilling Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, just one of the exciting adventures that awaits you in the Hollywood Pictures backlot. We're crossing our own version of the Golden Gate and entering the Golden Stand. From here, you can catch a glimpse of its famous landmark, Grizzly Peak. Beyond it are the high-energy adventures of Paradise Pier. In a moment, we'll get a close-up look at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel, a luxury hotel designed in the arts and crafts tradition of the early 20th century. We are now arriving at Downtown Disney Station, gateway to the Downtown Disney District and the Disneyland Resort Hotels. If you will be leaving us here and returning later today, please hold on to your park ticket and have your hand stamped as you leave the station. You may reboard the monorail for a return trip to Tomorrowland up until 1/2 hour prior to Disneyland closing. Please remain seated until the monorail comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then, gather your belongings, lower your head, watch your step, and exit to the left of the monorail. Thanks for traveling with us today, and we hope you enjoy your visit to the Disneyland Resort. For those of you continuing with us, we'll begin our return trip to Tomorrowland in just a few minutes. Thank you. To those of you who have just joined us, welcome aboard the Disneyland monorail. For your safety, please remain seated, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train. Watch your children, and no smoking, please.
Bienvenidos a bordo. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren y cuide a los niños. Por favor. Se rueda no fumar. Gracias.
We're now en route to our final stop, the Tomorrowland Monorail Station. Along the way, you can get a bird's eye look at the Downtown Disney District, Disney's Grand Californian Hotel, and Disney's California Adventure. to the left of the monorail is the main entrance of Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Disneyland is truly an American original. Since its opening in 1955, it has hosted more than 500 million guests from around the world, including presidents, kings, and celebrities. It is the original Disney theme park created and enjoyed by Walt Disney himself. To the right is our transportation plaza, with stops for the Lion King tram, hotel shuttles, and taxis. We're about to enter Disneyland. Some of the clearances are pretty tight up ahead, so be sure to remain seated, keeping your hands and arms inside the cabin. This is Tomorrowland, a land inspired by science fact and fantasy. Directly below us is the Submarine Lagoon. We're beginning this summer. You can dive into the exciting underwater world of our newest Disneyland adventure, the Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. Across the way are the icy peaks of Matterhorn Mountain, home of the world's most famous bobsled run. And beneath us are the roadways of the Autopia, where drivers of all ages can ride the road to tomorrow. As we cruise over Tomorrowland, our pilot would like to share a few program reminders.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome aboard Monorail Purple. I'm Captain Vern, and in just a few moments, we'll be pulling in Tomorrowland Station, where everyone will disembark there. For your convenience, Disneyland is open till midnight tonight. Last train going back to downtown Disney is also at midnight. At 3:30 and 6:30, we have Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams going right down Main Street, USA. And at 9:25, we have Remember, Dreams Come True, Fireworks Spectacular. On behalf of all the crew of the monorail system, I want to thank you for choosing the Highway of the Sky and hope you have a magical day here at the Disneyland Resort.
Just ahead and to the right of the train are the sparkling gold spires of one of Disney's most beloved attractions, It's a Small World. Beyond it is the wacky world of Disney's classic cartoon characters, Mickey's Toontown. We're now riding alongside the happiest kingdom of them all, Fantasyland, home to Pinocchio, Snow White, Peter Pan, and other storybook characters. We're now approaching the Tomorrowland Monorail Station, our final destination. Please remain seated until the monorail comes to a complete stop. Then, collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the train. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us, and we hope you'll have a happy and memorable visit here at Disneyland. This is the Tomorrowland Monorail Station.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is our final stop. Please gather all your belongings, including your children and your parents.
Thank you. All right, let's get back on track. Now let's talk about Westfest again. Now, everyone had their own events and everything, and well, I got a chance to actually participate in one of them. That was kind of an unofficial, yet I think it was kind of an unofficial official event hosted by Jeff from Houston from the Meandering Mouse, who started the Disney Podcast Network. Now, when we did it last year, as they call the unofficial, even though I still call it the very first West Fest, we went on in the Disney California Adventure. We went to the Heimlich Choo Choo Train, and we all rode that before we went to the Electrical Parade. And well, we did it again this year, but this time I got to go up into the near front and do my Heimlich impression through the whole ride. Now, I had Jeff from Houston to my right in my same lane, Clinton from Comedy Forecast, and Paul Berry from Bias, and Musketeer Greg from Window of the Magic in front of us filming it. And we got the audio for you. Now, the ride is very short, but still, it's a classic. It's a classic for DCA, and it's funny. You got to see the humor in it. It's a ride that probably maybe runs maybe 3 to 4 miles an hour, yet they have seatbelts. Seatbelts for you to wear. Well, for us to go anywhere, we had to put them on anyway, and well, I took mine off, but shh, don't tell nobody. But check it out. This was just, it wasn't scripted or anything. It was just off the cuff, me just going and going and going and going and going. So let's check that out. That's the Heimlich Choo Choo Train during Westfest 07.
All right. I don't know. It's going to be on a podcast anyway.
So you can get it on the microphone?
Okay.
And then you can do the song from behind. We'll just get as many as we can get in there.
Just get as many as you guys can.
We'll get as many as we can get in there.
Roll on in, Bugs. You're going to have to finish that up before you get
there. We can't sit on that.
You can't sit on that.
Go.
Oh! Hello!
I'm a cute little choo-choo train! And I want you to be safe, so pretty please to stay seated with your hands, arms, wings, all your legs, and all your feet inside while I take you on my fun little ride!
I'm going to sit in Heimlich, next to Heimlich.
Please watch your
children. Clean this out!
Manos, piernas, y pies.
Oh my god, he's bilingual!
Oruquita! Y por favor, cuidar muy bien a sus oruguitas.
Let's get the other one. I miss you, Kakam. I miss you already. Oh,
hello, everybody. It's me, Heimlich. I'm a cute choo-choo train, and I want you to be safe, so please to stay seated with your hands, arms, wings, all your legs, and all your feet inside while I take you on my fun little ride. Und Mama's Regard, please watch your children. Para todos ruedas, permanentes sentados, con sus manos, piernas,
how many inversions are
there? Dentro de esta linda oruquita. Y por favor, cuidar muy bien a sus oruguitas.
Yeah,
we make one. Yeah, barrel rolls. My stomach is so empty.
Hey, come
help me to go find
something to eat.
Come on,
everybody. Go. Woohoo. Welcome to my life.
Yeah, it's a food.
Welcome.
Just like candy corn.
Oh, give me
but
candy corn.
I must eat all my carrots before I get any candy corn.
I didn't say that. Oh, here we go. Welcome to the virtual. I'm late. Hello. Uy, mas grande, brito, supreme, chaka, carne, goswami. Oh, come here, little watermelon. Oh, little watermelon.
No,
you win. Oh, Mr. Watermelon. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, oh, my bladder's hurting now. Oh, oh, animal crackers. Look at that big grizzly bear. Only you can prevent forest fire. Oh, come here, I'm going to do it now. Oh, ooh. Oh, my stomach is so full. Oh, let's go, so much food right now.
Sweets and sweets are my favorite.
Uh-oh, something's building up. Oh.
Mama Army says to say excuse me.
Oh, here I go.
Excuse me.
Oh, I thought I had more in me tonight, but I guess not. I must eat more food. Oh, I feel like eating chicken with it tonight. Oh, that was so fun. We must do it again next year for the virtual Heimlich. Thank you. Come back real soon. I miss you already. The virtual Heimlich. Oh.
Hey, we went got something to eat.
Uh-oh. That was the best night I've ever been into.
That was extreme.
I remain seated.
I miss you already.
I miss you too. Thank you for joining me in the Heimlich virtual ride. Let's go to Glow. Bye-bye. Miss you already.
Thank you.
I feel something burning down below.
My gosh, I need help. Yeah, we had something I should have mentioned too is we also had like 22 people with us. And the train only held 18. So some of them were unfortunately able to go on that initial roundabout. So don't forget, if you didn't get a chance, you can do it next year. Events are getting planned right now. I'm sick. I need help. I love it. Well, anyway, we proceeded to make our way over to near Paradise Pier, where we all met for the electrical parade, and we all got our glow on, and thanks to Mouseketeer Greg's mom, Carol, for getting the glow. Let me tell you, there was like at least 30, 40 people with glow sticks on, and let me tell you, as you'll hear in the audio that I'm about to play, the whole the parade, we were there in force, okay? The people on the parade route, they were kind of taken in by it, you know? Man, I mean, they didn't know what to expect. I mean, here you go doing, you know, your electrical prey. You're expecting the norm, right? Seeing a little bit of glow here and there. But no, no, no. How about a big wave? A big wave of people just full of glow sticks. It was insane. I mean, the place went nuts. Absolutely. And you'll hear the amount of people that were just there for the DPN. I mean, the group photo that we took, there were still people that were missing. They didn't even get a chance to even get there yet. Could you imagine the photographer would have to change lenses, use a wide lens. Man. But anyway, sit on down and relax to the electrical parade DCA done DPN style. You guys are... Obviously, there's going to be video around floating around soon. Mouseketeer Greg had his new high-def camera. You guys might have seen me on some of the SmackDown for, you know, Buzz Lightyear. But enough about me. Let's talk about me. Nah, not really. Okay. All right. Let's be like technology and just move on. And let's get to what we, you know, what we need to do here and play the main... Well, not the... What was once the Main Street Electrical Parade is now is Disneyland's Electrical Parade. DPN style and crazy. Oh, one more thing, too. See if you can find the reference to Finding Nemo in there. And by the way, you may want to adjust your volume a little bit because we were a little bit loud and I compressed everything and did the best I could. But you're talking 40-plus people going, you know, nutso. You'll see what I mean. Enjoy. Get your popcorn and your soda and whatnot and relax.
I got to go around. Okay.
Oh, 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 it's time to get serious now. Bam!
Yes, bam! I got crazy, as you can tell.
Oh, I'm going dead.
It gets worse, but enjoy it in a good way.
This is insane.
Funny stuff. Hell, I was excited. Okay, I'm shutting up now.
Something's going out.
Oh my God. You don't get the full effect until the lights went out.
Going dead on me, man. What a rip. Oh, what am I here?
Oh, there you go.
Magnification.
Ignore my little heavy metal screams in there, by the way, too.
She wants me. She wants me. She wants me, man. She wants me. She's looking at me.
I totally got that from her.
Hey, here comes Goofy. Woo! Hi, everybody. It's Goofy. Hey, everybody.
They're ready for you.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Old school style.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know, I'm having trouble problems too.
Oh, look at the beautiful mushroom.
This one's starting to go dead.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit better. You know the drivers inside are like busting up right now. Mr. Turtle! Yeah! Yeah! How do you do?
Look, there are your cousins. Your cousin's the mate. Right there. What are your man or mouse? There, never mind. Mike.
Yeah, get it out. snowballs we can throw across in between them.
Hey, yeah, there was a mouse in this too, wasn't there?
Yes. Hey, the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Dopey. Dopey, my man.
Dopey.
Dopey. Woo. Yeah. To the P, to the E, to the Y. Yeah! Woo! Woo! Bring out the sexy suit, man.
Hey,
Snow White's the bomb.
And Deb too.
Woo! Mine.
She's already got seven guys.
Oh, man, I saw that movie once.
Yeah,
I rented that.
Yeah, then eight won't make it
back. Is that an Odyssey video? Yo, Pete! What's not?
Oh, that's the dragon. There's actually a
couple
of folks here. That's kind of
looks like firework, too. Please, sir. I can't believe it's not butter.
It's just weird.
Conduct it yourself!
Mine.
Woo! Woo!
GPS style.
Yeah!
My magnification. My. Woo! It's mouser vision. Mouserification. Yeah! Everybody, conga!
Oh, wait, no.
DPN! Let's bring it in with a big DPN! Yeah! Everybody bring it in with a DPN! On the count of three, you guys ready?
Yeah!
One, two, three! DPN! Yeah.
That's okay, I have enough.
Oh, that was so good!
It's okay, I have extra. Oh man, I still hear that and I just laugh. Okay. Obviously you heard the little Nemo thing with the mine, mine, mine. Let me explain what happened. Every time we saw a really good looking female cast member in the parade, I would start doing it. And the other, as you can hear, some of them did it as well. Oh, man. A lot of the cast members that were walking along the parade, and actually some of the custodial, would come up and some of us and go, who are you people? You know, that was like, I see all these people in glow, and they were intrigued. So I gave them some, you know, cards for my podcast on that. But, oh, wow. All in all, it was a wow. Just even thinking about it again, it just brings back memories, and it's actually been a month since me putting this podcast, a month since we had the West Fest. Now next year is insane, but wow. If you guys want to, you know, do a little recap, those that haven't a chance to go on the disneypodcastnet.com and kind of catch up on the West Fest stuff, and don't forget, you know, my gallery, abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. I have some pictures in there as well. Our forums, abovethefirehouse.com/forums. Got a little activity going there, joining in the conversation as well. Got some videos you can see in there and all sorts of cool stuff. But, wow, it was intense. But you know what? You're not going to believe this. I have a listener voicemail from Mr. John Dubb calling directly from the Pirates of the Caribbean 3 premiere as they were setting up, getting ready.
Why, it's a listener voicemail.
Tony, hey, Tony, John Dubb here. Sitting here at the hub, 6 o'clock in the morning, thousands of people waiting for people to vacuum up the red carpet, and see some people walk down as they try to vacuum it up again. Yeah, seeing if you're in the park, you're probably not, but yeah, just enjoying seeing your last episode right now, keeping me entertained and not making me any more bitter than I actually am from them closing down the section. So, but yeah, I'll talk to you later and keep it a good work.
Alrighty, no music for this little segment here. But coming up the 2nd of June at the Holiday Inn in Anaheim, check this out. We got the first train event and DVD event. So share the history of the Disneyland Railroad. Saturday, June 2nd, 2007, from 2 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn at 1240 South Walnut Street in Anaheim, California. It'll be featuring Michael Brogy as the key speaker, with other key personalities also on hand. We'll also include Steve DiCatanio. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. He basically is a Disneyland author and trainer expert. Tim LaGailey. He's actually instrumental in the refurbishing of the Lily Bell. Craig Ludwig. He actually works today in the Disneyland Roundhouse. Brad LaRose works on and gives private tours of the old Retlaw cars. Paul Boshin, he actually won the contract to rebuild the Ward Kimball in 2004, and he also rebuilt the new boiler for the E.P. Ripley. Now, the key speaker, once again, is Michael Brogy, who is the author of Disneyland Railroad Story. So, for more information, go to www.the-magic-makers.com. For more information, you can call area code 951-360-0888 and ask for Carlene and get more information about it. It's going to be on a cool party going on there as well. I'm going to be doing the guest podcast, and you're also going to hear it here as well, so don't forget that. And, wow, this looks like it's the end of the show already. Wow, well, thank you for letting me entertain you, and I hope I did a good job this time. Don't forget, once again, our website is abovethefirehouse.com. Our forums, abovethefirehouse.com/forums. Our gallery, abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. And also don't forget our hotline, area code 206-203-2268 or 818-571-5027. You can also Skype me at APT_A_productions. If you have a stupid Disney joke or anything Disney-related you'd like to send me, or a shout-out, you can send it to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Also, don't forget, I have a store open now. It's experimental because the PHP scripting is still, it's open source, and it's still in its early phase. So that's also, if you go on the abovethefirehouse.com website, you'll see it. It'll say DVD store, which I should make it just say store in general, where you can actually buy some of my buttons that were given out at West Fest, my pins, some DVDs, my 50th anniversary celebration DVD that has been redone, new sound fixed for the problems that were on the previous one, got new artwork coming for it, going to be selling that at the NFC. A lot of stuff is happening, folks. I can't tell you right now, but as soon as things go in development, you guys are going to be the first ones to hear it. So anyway, my name is Tony, and you've been listening to the Above the Firehouse podcast. Remember, peace and chicken grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back to visit again soon. Tonight, for your shopping convenience, Main Street will remain open for an additional hour. I repeat, Main Street will remain open for an additional hour for your shopping convenience. Thank you.
So we'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long, about so long, so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks. And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh,
Huh? Oh. Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Hey guys, this is Eric Yates at Iowa Central Radio, and I have a question for you. Do you like theme parks?
Do you like fun?
Do you like roller coasters?
Do you like adventure?
Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, then you need to check out Iowa Central Radio.
Iowa Central Radio, a weekly theme park podcast dedicated to the Universal Orlando Resort and, well, all theme parks in general.
You can check out your source for all things Universal every Thursday night at myspace.com/IOA Central Radio.
We have interviews with everyone from theme park personnel to Grammy award-winning bands. If you name it, we need to talk about it.
If it's fun, we talk about it. Heck, you can even choose the show with our completely interactive discussion boards at IOACentral.com, our voicemail line at 772-905-2462, and of course all your feedback on myspace.com/IOACentralRadio. So remember, join me, Eric Yates,
and me, Matt,
and the rest of the Sinister Six every Thursday night as we bring you all your theme park needs at myspace.com/IOACentralRadio. And remember, till next time,
live the adventure.
There you go.